You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So let me share this note that we got from listener Amy. And the first thing I'm going to want to do is try to get your perspective on this, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. As a parent of a little boy and a little girl yeah. who are in prime toy age.
Yes.
Because you've got an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. Amy writes, "Hey there, boys. We've spent a lot of money on toys for our son, including for his birthday, one of those big trampolines for the yard. He's never on it. He never plays with any of the toys. He can't get enough of boxes, rocks, sticks, bugs. And yesterday, he was building a little city on the kitchen floor out of my pots and pans. It's time we all learned a lesson from our children." I like the way she says this. "Expensive plastic stupid toys are a waste of money. Maybe a topic for your show? 2 question marks? That is Amy. The answer is yes, Amy. We think this is a solid topic for our show. Take it away, Parent Padgett."
Well, it's funny because that email basically describes Reed. And honestly, I love seeing that versus sitting down and playing with action figures and stuff sometimes where I get to watch him be creative with Tupperware bins. And the other day he was making his own vacuum and he was like taping together paper plates and baggies and pretending to be doing some sort of vacuum invention. And it's just a delight to watch their little brains work with that kind of stuff versus toys. Now, I do have to laugh because, you said I have a 4-year-old. My daughter turned 4 just a few months ago and everyone's like, "What do we get her? What do we get her? What do we get her?" So we all kind of went in together, being me, you know, me and Nicole and my parents and her aunt, her auntie. And we got her these play toys called Little Woodsies. Little Woodsies. And they're like little different animals, and they have little families, and then they have like a house and a treehouse and a camper, and they have these little play sets. And we all went in together and got her a bunch of those. And she opened them up, and she played with them for about 10 minutes. And since then, they have not been touched.
Yeah.
And her go-to is empty toilet paper rolls and empty paper towel rolls.
Right.
You know, you put things through those, they slide.
How many times?
You tape up the ends with something inside and you shake it and make it an instrument.
How many times as a kid did we always grab the empty gift wrapping tubes?
Yep.
And use them for sword fights?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't go buy a plastic lightsaber. We just used that.
Thunk. You love the sound. And as an adult, you love to smack your wife on the butt with those, too, which is always a delight.
Of course. I love slapping your wife on the butt with
those. Who doesn't, really? So. Get in line.
Take a number.
Take a ticket.
It's like the deli. And the thing about all this that's, it's without trying for us, we don't want to sound preachy, but there's that whole element of encouraging your kids to use their imaginations, right? That's why you just throw them outside for a while. Toyless.
It's good for them.
And then their little minds will fill in the blanks if you allow them to.
Yeah.
But if you constantly throw plastic toys on them or tablets or gizmos or gadgets, they don't get to exercise their imagination at all. And then when they become adults, they've never learned how to use an imagination. So that's why I love Amy's letter. I love the image of her son on the kitchen floor with pots and pans building a city out of it.
That's very cool.
That is, I've never even heard of that before, but I love that kind of stuff. So we thought we would take her cue and Jeremy's experience with his 2 kids and open up a segment that's simply about the free stuff your kid plays with. Now, ultimately, none of it's free. We get that. Toilet paper rolls.
Yes, you know what we're saying.
You got to buy the toilet paper. But you know, it's free for the kid. You don't have to go to the toys. Did you see that Toys R Us is
I know. They're coming back.
It's
online.
Really funny
online.
That Toys R Us online, but when you go to the toy, it sends you to Target.
Right, because they've partnered.
So that's kind of funny. Anyway, but you don't need to do that because you've got all of this crap at your house.
Recycle day is always hard for us because we have that recycle bin. We got one in the kitchen and one outside. And Reed flips out because he sees things in the recycle bin, tubes, boxes, whatever, that we can't get rid of because he wants to get in there and build things with all those pieces of cardboard. And I love that.
That's fantastic.
It's just so cool.
So you've got to call us and share. What is the free item, the trash, the garbage the useless thing that you never even thought of as a toy, and yet your kids have gone to town with it.
Yeah.
We'll go to Lisa first. Lisa, what are they playing with?
Hi. When my sister and I were kids, my grandfather got a treadmill, and it came in this huge box. And we played with it in our basement for probably 3 years. We made my dad tape it up and fix it when it would break, and we pretended that we were inside a TV. We made movies with it. And in our basement, we also had a pool table and a pinball machine that I'm pretty sure we didn't touch for 3 years.
Isn't that funny as a kid, the joy of a giant box? It can become anything.
Yeah. Well, that's because a pool table is just a pool table, whereas a cardboard box can be anything.
True. Although the pool table did make a good fort.
That's true. Throw up some blankets over it.
Yep, there you go.
Have a great day, Lisa.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Hey, Wendy, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're so good. What do you have for us?
So behind the house that we used to live in was an alleyway, and on the other side there was a wood shop. So we would go back into the alley and pull all the wood scraps out of the dumpster and play with those because they were different shapes and sizes, so you could pretend they were anything.
Yes.
They were like the original Lincoln Logs or Legos
Were.
You could just stack them and...
You could build whatever you wanted.
You could, yeah. It was hours of fun.
Scraps of wood. You know what? If carpenters around here were smart, they would do a side hustle of just selling little scraps of wood.
The bags of wood.
For people to have give to their kids.
Yep. Little building blocks.
$1 million idea there. Wendy, have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know what Reed likes to do is he'll find a tree branch, you know, like a decent size, you know, inch around, thick tree branch. And then we put four screws in the bottom of it, and he pretends like it's a big bug because those screws would be like the feet. And then he glues little eyes on them and little antennas. It's the cutest thing.
He is going to work for a museum in their entomology department, I swear. Here's Cassandra. Good morning, Cassandra. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you got?
My oldest used to collect the little fake credit cards that come with the applications in the mail. And he would carry them around in his wallet. And he actually tried to pay for dinner one night when he was about 8 years old with one of those.
That's awesome.
I'm guessing he probably still has them in a drawer somewhere, too.
That's
and he's
great.
23. He's
preparing for a lifetime of debt.
He's probably got a great credit score.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Toy credit cards, even. Hey, Brenda, you get the last word on this. What do you want to add?
Good morning, boys. Like the first caller, my daughter uses the most odd-shaped boxes. The odder shape the box, the better it is for her Starflight Star Wars fighter jet.
Whoa. Really? She's making little spaceships out of them then.
Yeah.
Does she, like, tape things to the boxes or, like, little wings or how do they look?
I'm not a Star Wars fan, but my husband thinks they look awesome.
He's like, these are movie quality.
Right. Yes, but she does tape things. She puts a control panel on.
No way.
Puts a handle to fly it whichever way it needs to go. How she fits in some of these boxes is beyond me.
I have this...
like a cat.
You need to send us a picture of this.
Please do. I've got this visual of her taking like Sharpies and on the inside, like drawing control panels and knobs and everything. Does she do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Awesome. Send us a picture. I got to post it, all right?
The picture, I certainly will. Do you want me to post it to Facebook?
Yeah, send it to our Facebook.
Immediately.
And if you're cool, I'll repost it on our wall.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
See ya. Have a good day.
You as well. Doesn't this just provide hope and joy?
It warms my heart,
man. Thank you so much for all the calls.